I will wait while my presentation is loading. Thank you and good morning. My name is Wade Norwood, and I am the Director of Community Engagement for the Finger Lakes Health Systems Agency, the FLHSA. I'm delighted to be here because we in Rochester believe that we have struck upon a model of health planning that plans for special populations, in our case, for the healthcare needs of African Americans, Latinos, and residents of rural communities by integrating planning for and addressing their needs into the overall regional healthcare system's capacity management process. My goal is to describe the innovative health planning and hospitals review process that we recently completed and present its ability to serve as a model of health planning that supports eliminating healthcare disparities, building collaborative efforts and to expand healthcare services access, and advocating for policy changes that will support health improvement at a community-wide level. I have no relationships to disclose because the FLHSA is an independent regional health planning organization that serves the nine counties in the Rochester and Finger Lakes region of upstate New York between Buffalo and Syracuse. We trace back our roots to the invention of community health planning in the early 1960s, and over the decades, the FLHSA has provided local and regional input into the state's review of thousands of CON applications. We also provide staffing and technical assistance to our local Community Technology Assessment Advisory Board, CTAB, which reviews local projects and make recommendations to area health insurers about what services they should cover in our community. CTAB is a locally based control and locally controlled decision-making body that extends the state's capacity planning efforts without expanding the regulatory authority of the state or without extending its CON process. And so I guess introduce this to you by way of background to let you know that our public and private review processes reflect our traditional role of collecting and analyzing data from multiple sources to inform state and local decision makers about brick and mortar projects. And that is traditionally what we think of when we think of health planning and health planning agencies. But as the only fully functioning health systems agency left in the state of New York, we have taken on broader responsibilities. Our agency believes that we have a central mission to deal with all aspects of cost, quality, and access to health care. We recognize that our professional, independent analysts have the unique ability to help stakeholders interpret health data, navigate through healthcare politics, and make informed decisions that improve community health. And we provide a unique community table at which healthcare stakeholders in our region can come together and address the critical issues that face our healthcare system. This broader view of our work has informed our efforts to create what we consider to be a new 21st century model of community health planning, a model that focuses not on individual institutions, but rather on the unique needs of special populations. Under our new model, the FLHSA is continuing to do the work of capacity management through CON reviews and groups like CTAB, but we're expanding our mission beyond this supply-side approach, and we've added a focus on community engagement, working to change community norms, to reach and enlist community leaders, and lower the demand for hospital services. Our objective is nothing less than facilitating a regional healthcare system that focuses on patients who are more personally accountable for their own health and health status, that informs patients with the knowledge that they need to make better decisions as healthcare consumers, that reduces demand for expensive inpatient care through prevention and primary care, and that uses information systems technology to help providers effectively manage preventive care and chronic illness. Through state CON processes, as you may know, hospitals and healthcare systems put forth proposals for equipment, services, and facilities modernization or expansion. Communities provide local input into the state's decision-making process, and then the state health department conducts its review and gives a final say on these proposals, informed by our community's comments. Among our current list of major projects, the FLHSA's recent review of CON applications from three of our county's major hospitals, Rochester General, Strong Memorial, and Unity, created the chance to showcase the model that we're building. Each of these three hospitals is important to our community, and each made a strong case for modernizing out-of-date facilities. Each proposal was excellent from the individual institution's perspective. But collectively, these proposals would have added 278 beds to our community, an increase of more than 22% of the capacity of medical surge beds. To assist in our analysis, we convened a group we named the Community Health Systems 2020 Commission. The group's purpose was to look at the hospital's CONs through a community lens, examining what our region needed and what we could afford. The 2020 Commission was comprised of 17 community leaders who offered diverse healthcare perspectives but did not work for or administer any of the three systems involved. Our local process, which informed the DOH's work, was truly historic. The three Monroe County Hospital CONs were batched and they were assessed on their collective impact to the hospital. On their collective impact to our community, as well as their individual impact on each hospital system. The review process was highly collaborative, required information sharing between the state health department, the HSA, the hospitals, key stakeholders like insurers, and the community itself. And the commissioners conducted a transparent public process that not only solicited input from physicians and nurses and the business community, but also from the leadership of our African American, our Latino communities, and our rural populations. By placing in front of this commission meaningful, actionable data with regard to our region's health disparities, the 2020 Commission was able to reach a unanimous decision and consensus on data-based recommendations. They supported facility modernization at each hospital, but they reduced the collective request for new beds by nearly 50%, saving $30 to $40 million in operational costs for our community. The group's unique approach was to support the supply side need for facility modernization and expansion, but also supporting the demand side by requiring the hospitals to support community initiatives within our African American and Latino populations and within our rural parts to reduce demand for acute care beds and to reduce the suboptimal use of emergency rooms. And although it's not common to use words like dynamic when talking about healthcare planning processes or exciting, in this case, these words are more than appropriate because the 2020 process was able to transform CON review from its typically reactive mode focused on bricks and mortars to a proactive effort that's built around a community dialogue around what is needed to eliminate disparities and build ours into a high-performing healthcare system for the region. The Monroe County hospitals are now required by the state government to collaborate with other stakeholders, including payers, community hospitals in the outlying counties, physicians and other healthcare providers, clergy, social agencies, and plain community folks to define the measurable elements that will quantify our health system's effectiveness. The HSA will facilitate these collaborations and monitor progress, and we will focus initiatives that improve the health of our community while reducing demand for care, primarily in the areas of preventable PQI-related hospitalizations, as I said, emergency room utilization, but also the supply of primary physicians and length of stay for inpatient hospital patients. How successful was the process? Well, Neil Benjamin, the director of our State Health Department's Division of Health Facilities Planning, described our process as not only new and historic, but also innovative. As you and our colleagues in the APHA look to explore new models of community health planning, we proudly hold up our work at the FLHSA as a reminder of the power of impacting facilities planning and development as a means of ensuring that communities and their state governments are partners in examining the issues that impact and that preclude special populations from receiving the care that they receive. The state CON process, we believe, and regional health planning remain as relevant today as they have ever been. We believe that the state experience of the last 15 years in New York makes it clear that market forces alone cannot control healthcare system size and cost, and that market forces will not care for those who are the most medically vulnerable. We believe that our experience of this past year, the 2020 Commission, makes it clear that communities armed with actionable data, working in partnership with their state health department, can build a healthcare system that guarantees special populations the right care at the right time, at the right place. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Norwood. So the next three presentations are actually part of